one of those little sausage patties in the kitchen?
Hello?
Does that answer your question?
Oh, look, there's a big article about the charity auction that you're producing. How come you're standing right next to Fidel Castro?
Ma, that's Miss Babcock. Niles had the paper first.
Sheffield produces benefit for New York Restoration Project. Oh, we're going to make a fortune. It's time the fat cats put something back.
Fine, but I already licked it.
I am so sick of planning this charity event. How am I going to fit four more people at this table?
Give up your seat.
Okay, listen up. I am busting my butt for a benefit that doesn't involve profit, and I've got PMS. The ice is thin!
Good idea, Cece, putting Tom at our table.
So who's Tom, and does he have a Cruz Hanks or Selleck after his name?
Rosenstein.
Does he have a doctor before it?
He happens to be one of the richest men in New York, and if schmoozed properly, will be investing $5 million in our next show.
Wow, never mind what he's got in front or after his name. Does he have an N Mrs. anywhere near it?
Look, Miss Fine, this event won't interest you. No single men, no shrimp, and no stars will be there.
Oh. Well, what about Bette Midler? I thought she was coming. But I also thought I had an inheritance, and I'm probably wrong about that, too.
Oh, did I love Bette in First Wives Club. I really enjoyed that movie. I found a theater that had real butter, not just that BS canola oil.
Was the divine Miss M in this house? Was she here the day that I miraculously found that ticket for Victor Victoria on the front stoop?
The auction's at 8. Dress formal. But I wasn't lying about the shrimp.
In a bridal shop in Flushing, Queens, till her boyfriend kicked her out in one of those crushing scenes. What was she to do? Where was she to go? She was out on her fanny. So over the bridge from Flushing to the Sheffield's door, she was there to sell makeup, but the father saw more. She had style, she had flair, she was there. That's how she became the nanny. Who would have guessed that the girl we described was just exactly what the doctor prescribed? Now the father finds her beguiling.
Watch out, Cece.
And the kids are actually smiling.
Such
she's the lady in red when everybody else is wearing tan. The flashy girl from Flushing. The nanny named Fran.
Hi, Mr. Sheffield. I brought some of my stuff in that I want to donate to your auction. Now, I've got my What's Happening lunchbox. The Raj thermos is a little bit cracked, but I don't really think that that will affect the value.
It's fine. That's very sweet of you. But, well, you see, they're actually auctioning off items like this. Audrey Hepburn's Oscar, $30,000.
Wow.
Tennis match with Andre Agassi. $50,000.
Oh, my. Well, I'm guessing that my autographed Donna Pescott TV guide won't bring it anywhere near that. Wait a minute. What do you think that they would pay for a wise, responsible person to take care of their children for a day?
Oh, now that's a very good idea.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, I might even bid on that myself. Oh, you mean you.
Excuse me, but what happened to the day when you actually tried to hide your horror?
The thing is, I'm afraid that you're so good that someone might steal you away from me.
Now, was that so hard?
We should all pop a tic-tac because we're about to sleep together.
Miss Five.
Yeah?
That is Tom's son, who is playing so beautifully.
He's going to be a concert pianist someday.
Oh. You know, my Uncle Benny was a musician. Actually, it was his monkey that was the musician. But Benny made all the costumes.
So, Max, I read the first act of your play, and I've been seriously thinking about investing the $5 million.
Oh, yeah, it's quite good, isn't it?
Dreadful, but I've been looking for a surefire tax write-off.
Well, Tom, look no further.
Actually, I have act two, or should I say, act pew.
Ladies and gentlemen, the New York Restoration Project is proud to present your host and auctioneer for the evening, Miss Meg Midler!
Hello, hello, Miss Midler. Oh, I just adore you.
Fan of fan. Oh, and I adore your accent.
Oh, thanks. I owe it all to Queens.
Same with me and my career.
Mother and I love her so much. All those outrageous outfits and campy makeup. Can only get away with that on stage.
Okay, let's crank this auction into gear. What am I bid for this gorgeous antique chest? Complete with the original knobs. It's a joke. Put your hand down, Rabbi. Seriously, folks, you know, we're not here just to clean up the parks. We're going to get all the trash out of this city. I did my part. I moved to L.A. Time to start the bidding. Let's get the cheap items out of the way first.
Oh, good. That'll give me a chance to go to the bathroom.
Item number one, Fran Five.
I'll tell you, you are so awe-inspiring, girl. I mean, to have a baby at 40, I can't even imagine what that must be like.
Let me tell you. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, here we have the services of a professional child caregiver for one day. And let's start the bidding at $20. Do I hear $22.50? $25? Girl, you are on fire.
$1,000!
I saw that in Gypsy.
Gypsy? The television version?
Is there any other?
I myself bid $2,000. Okay, $3,000. $4,000.
Take it off, honey. Show us some skin.
Sorry, sir. Just trying to drive the bidding up.
$5,000? Yes! All right. Going once, going twice, sold to bidder number 550 for $5,000.
Hey! Miss Devils number 550.
Sorry, honey, that I can't spend time with you, but a little boy bid a lot of money to spend the day with me.
Hey, I've got $5,000. I'd pay that to have you all to myself for a day.
Oh, sweetie. Oh, no, it wouldn't be right. It wouldn't be right.
You know, if you hadn't donated your services, I wouldn't have been shamed into donating mine.
Oh, big deal. It's one day, you did a good deed, and you raised some money for charity.
best $37 I ever spent. You can start by washing the car and changing the oil.
You don't have a car.
I rented one.
Now, Miss Fine, before Tom and his son get here, remember, we have a little saying in the theater.
Mm-hmm.
Mess up with the investor, move back in with your mother.
Well, I have a saying, too. Mess with the nanny, please. I'll get it. That cute thing.
Yes. Very funny, Miss Fine. Thank you. Tom, Keith, do come in. Welcome, both of you.
Max, I read the second act. It's actually quite good.
Oh, we'll fix that.
Okay.
So, Tom, why don't you go on ahead to the study? I'll be right in. See if we can't suck the funny out of Act 2.
Well, Miss Fine, remember, the child is a gifted pianist. Please make sure he practices at least 2 hours, like his father asked.
Sure. But, you know, the kid's got to have some fun, too. Have you ever seen a lady get her hair highlighted? Keith, I just want to thank you for offering to play the piano for my grandma's rest home.
When did I do that?
At the Clinique counter, don't you remember when we were getting our eyebrows reshaped? Hi, Yeti. Where is everybody?
Exhausted. Last night, the cable went out, so we broke into the vitamin E. That day room was like Caligula.
You see that, Tom? I lost it on Iwo Jima. That's my big toe they put there. Couldn't tell, right?
Honey, go play Moonlight Sonata. And listen, don't be upset if they're not impressed. Most of them heard Beethoven do it himself.
You're the entertainer today, huh? Play something with a Havanagila beat, you know? I love that song. Hello, Dolly Bell. Hello, Dolly. It's so nice to have you back where you belong. Big finish, everybody. Dolly, don't go away. Dolly, don't go away.
You know, it's all right. He's gonna be all right. He's just taking a little break. This sort of thing happens all the time. You just keep playing.
I can't.
Sure you can. He's just resting. Right, Yana?
Sure. Sweetheart. I'm next in line for that Italian guy's corner room with the bidet. Can you play the tarantella?
I just spent 4 hours putting together a gazebo for Miss Babcock's terrace.
Miss Babcock doesn't have a terrace.
Now we both know.
Chop, chop! I need to hem my aunt's dress.
Since when do you sew?
Since I spent $37 on a dummy.
Come on, play. I can't.
I told you, I don't ever want to play again.
Maybe a nice piece of cheesecake would induce a little muskrat love.
I can't eat when I'm upset.
Oh, that's right. Your mother's a Gentile.
Maybe if you played at our home, it'd snap you out of it. No, wait. They don't want piano players. Some kid just killed a guy.
Oh,
Val, if he's this traumatized by seeing an old man die, what's he gonna do when he sees Mr. Sheffield tear me apart? He's gonna turn into Tommy.
I know what he's going through. I saw my grandfather die after his lung machine suddenly stopped. Oh, it was so sad. Because I brought him a tape of our glee club, and just when I found a place to plug it in... he went.
Val? I didn't know you had a tape of our glee club.
You know, Fran, maybe Keith's father won't be that upset. My parents were fine when I gave up my musical career after 7 years of lessons.
Yeah, but Val, you knew you were never going to be great at playing the triangle. His father is just going to freak, and how long can I stall before Mr. Sheffield is going to find out?
Miss Fine!
There goes seeing the English patient. Mr. Sheffield, just because I've deprived the world of the next Victor Borger does not mean that his father is going to take out the $5 million from your show.
Miss Fine, I was just calling to see if you took my white out again for your French tips. You what? What have you done to Tom's son?
Well, I took him to Yetta's home, and a man with a toe on his thumb died in front of him.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, I can't believe this.
Well, neither can I until I shook hands with a bunion. Look, Mr. Sheffield, even if the worst happens, you'll get another investor for your show.
Not after I spent a week taking the story and jokes out of it. Let's just hope that Midler's charity is smart enough to cash that check fast.
Well, look, he's not going to take it out on the whole show business community just because I made one itty-bitty mistake.
Don't bet the kibbutz, booby. The kid called his father, and now he's pulling all his money out of my charity.
Oh, that little pisher must have called him when I took him to Bloomingdale's.
Went to Bloomingdale's just after someone had died?
Well, it always makes me feel better. Oh, Miss Midler, I'm so sorry. I usually never make mistakes like this. Ignore his shocked expression. Listen, I'll do anything to make it up to you. Just tell me what I should do.
Start running.
Oh, Miss Nibbler! I'm one of your biggest fans.
That's a shocker! With this picture.
I give up.
We're Jewish, we're running, and there's macaroons over there.
Are they fresh?
Who cares?
Miss Fine, how did you do this?
It's not important. How? What's important is it was done. How was it done?
I think I've learned a thing or two from somebody around here.
It was May.
Okay, Ringo. Are we back in the saddle, babe?
Well, it seems that way. You get your parks cleaned, I get to do my show. Now I just have to persuade Tom the third act is worse than the first two.
Now, if push comes to shove, you'll just cast it really bad. And there's your leading lady now.
me. It's my gift to you. We'll just finish out the hour and send him home. Oh, you're welcome.
Niles, all those years of kneading dough really paid off. You know what? Let's lose the sheet. I'm not shy.
How much longer do we have to go?
15 minutes.
How can that be, Morty? You said that 15 minutes ago.
I'm going by the VCR clock.
You have 5 minutes to go.
5 minutes? Then let's take it all off. I'm not embarrassed.